This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Residents in the U.S. state of Louisiana are still battered from Hurricane Laura and continue to hunker down ahead of Hurricane Delta as it barrels toward the state. The storm, packing winds of up to 115 miles per hour, ranked as a Category 3 hurricane. Forecasters expect it to strengthen before making landfall sometime late Friday between the cities of Lake Charles and Lafayette. The storm could drive a 4 to 11-foot storm surge up Vermilion Bay on the coast, according to the National Hurricane Center. It could also unleash tornadoes as it moves over land and drop up to 10 inches of rain. 13 men in the U.S. state of Michigan have been arrested in connection with a plot to kidnap the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and other top state officials. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has details.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer calls those arrested
sick and depraved men.
U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider says the men are violent extremists and view Whitmer as having uncontrolled power and restricting activity because of the coronavirus.
All of us in Michigan can disagree about politics, but those disagreements should never, ever amount to violence.
Whitmer says she understands the frustration during the pandemic.
You don't have to agree with me, but I do ask one thing. Never forget that we are all in this together. Let's show a little kindness and a lot more empathy.
Authorities say some of the men in Michigan said they belonged to or were associated with Wolverine Watchmen, which the government describes as a militia group. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration has blacklisted virtually all of Iran's financial sector, dealing another blow to an economy that's already reeling under U.S. sanctions. The move will deepen tensions with European nations over Iran. Thursday's move hits 18 Iranian banks that had thus far escaped the bulk of reimposed U.S. sanctions. This is VOA News. The final presidential debate is slated to go on as scheduled. AP's Mike Gracia.
The chair of the Commission on Presidential Debate says the final debate, scheduled for October 22nd, is slated to go on as scheduled in person. Frank Fahrenkopf spoke on CNN Thursday night, hours after President Donald Trump pulled out of the second debate after the commission announced it would be held virtually because the president tested positive for COVID-19. There was no immediate word from Trump's campaign on whether he'll participate in the October 22nd debate. With Trump opting out of the October 15th date, former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign said he'll participate in an ABC News town hall by himself on that day. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenians fought with artillery and heavy guns Thursday as the United States, France, and Russia stepped up efforts to secure a ceasefire and avert a wider war. And in the south, tanks, heavy artillery, and warplanes were deployed in a week and a half of fierce clashes. The United States, France, and Russia were talking to the Azeri side in Geneva and the Armenian one in Moscow to try to avert a wider war in the south, with fierce Turkey, which supports Azeri forces, is being pulled in hours before talks were due to start. The Azerbaijan accused Armenian forces of shelling the one city, which lies deep within its territory and not in disputed enclave. Civilians were fired on in the Gorenboy region and in other towns and villages. Both sides accused the other of firing on civilian areas, including ones outside the breakaway enclave. Hundreds of people have been killed as a result. Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero said late Thursday that most of the Caribbean island nation would open to international tourism starting next week as it moved towards a new normality after containing its coronavirus outbreak. The country, which closed its borders 6 months ago in a bid to contain the spread of the virus, has been gradually opening up to tourism ahead of the November-March high season, first in the Northern Keys and then in the Varadero Beach Resort. 13 of Cuba's 16 provinces will now be open to tourism, Marrero told a roundtable discussion broadcast to the nation, albeit not yet the capital, Havana, which only just appears to have curbed a second wave of infections with strict measures, including a curfew. International tourism is one of Cuba's top hard currency earners, so its suspension this year has dealt a blow to the cash-strapped economy, even as the United States has continued to harden its decades-old trade embargo on Cuba. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.